Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Ervin Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amabez, as we are deep into the third parak here, Bakalma Arvin, and we get to talk about various areas of halacha in terms of what's the level of food that one could use for Eruv and for Maaser Sheni and for Nedarim. Those are the three areas of halacha that we are talking about. And as we know, by Nedarim, there's always the wild card, which the Gemara says, Nedarim might be different than everything else. Halach achar lashon b'nei adam. And therefore, whenever you ask a stira between Nedarim and any other area of halacha, we say that, you know, it's not such a stira because Nedarim might be following the lashon b'nei adam, unlike the other areas of halacha. So we just made that chiluk about lashon Torah and lashon b'nei adam. We had a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshia. The middle of Chaf Amabez, Rabbi Yochanan said, Hilchu b'nedar machalash b'nei Adam, and Rabbi Yoshia said, Hilchu b'nedar machalash in Torah. And we said, Nafkamina is, what about, interesting discussion, what about drinking? If somebody says, I'm making nether, I'm not going to have any wine on Sukkot, does that include Shmini Atzeres? So in the Torah, right, it's lav dafka, it's a chag b'fnei atzma, pazar kashav, but when it comes to people say, what do you have a Sukkot? They're including Shmini Atzeres. Right, and therefore, that would be a difference. Then we said maybe Rabbi Yoshi only says that lechumra and not lekula, so he wouldn't go so far as of that. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Chiya Barba, Rabbi Yochanan. Right, we were Chaf Amabez about 2/3 of the way down. Rabbi Yochanan achal chalitin, or the other girsa is alitin. Rabbi Yochanan used to eat alitin, these types of delicious fruit from Peros Ginosar, right, from near the Kinneret. Karben Eda says, levivos ha'asuyos b'mayim. Some other type of levivos, but others, Mefarshim say, like the Ruch HaKadoshim, peros ginosar, because there's a parallel story in the Bavli and Brachas, in the Iker V'Tafel Sugya. So Rabbi Yochanan used to eat these. Amar lo ta'amis midi bahuz yoma. I didn't eat anything all day, even after I ate those. But if you change the girsa, the story flows better. They change the girsa from midi to muzon. I didn't eat muzon the whole day after eating these delicious peros ginosar. Where says, one second, that's not, he didn't eat mazon, v'ataninan, hanodim na mazon, mudamayim amelach. But didn't we learn in our Mishnah, if you make a neder from mazon, you're allowed to have water and salt, but nothing else. So what do you mean? These peros ginosar are included in the category of other stuff. So what do you mean he didn't eat mazon? The Mishnah says, it is included in mazon. Answer, Pater Lach, Rabbi Yoshia. It must be that the Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia, Amar Hilchu B'nei Adam Achal Lashon Torah. The Mishnah went by Torah, and by Torah, the word mazon includes everything except for mayim and melach. But Rabbi Yochanan is not following Lashon Torah. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, how people talk, and therefore, how people talk, maybe that's not called mazon, fruit, right? There's fruit and there's sustenance, right? After somebody has fruits and other snacks. I didn't eat lunch. You didn't eat lunch. You ate for the past hour and a half. Yeah, but that wasn't lunch. That wasn't mazon. So lashon b'nei adam is always more flexible. Uminayin she kol advarim kriya mazon. And how do you know in lashon Torah everything is included in mazon? Rabbi Acha bar Ula Amar. Well, it says when Yaakov Avinu and the sends down the food for the viceroy, the esra sodos nosos bar velechem umazon. Right, all the food that's sent down for Yosef, for the Mitzrayim, Yosef, and the separate two items on the list, there's lechem and mazon. So you see, lechem is not mazon. Matam alamar umazon, but it's obviously different than lechem. El mikanshe called the rabbi mazon. It must be many other things are called mazon other than lechem, and that's how you know in lashon Torah. Oh, so recently when Yaakov Avinu sends them down. This is Ula Aviv. This is to Yaakov. But Yaakov sends down food with the brothers in Parshas Miketz, and then Yosef here sends back food to Yaakov in Parshas Vayigash. So the Ha'ara recently, when Yaakov Avinu sends down to the viceroy, he says Ma'at Sari Ma'at Ubatnim. Right? He takes why do you say Ma'at? A little bit of this and a little bit of that. Shouldn't you send tons? You're sending to the viceroy. Take a lot. And stop with ma'at, ma'at, ma'at of this, ma'at of that. So Yaakov was teaching them is you have to do your hishtavlus, but don't go overboard. Right? You have to do Yerushalmi. You have to take it for the Viceroy, but realize that, you know, you're doing what you have to do, but ultimately it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw that Diak recently, Ma'at Ma'at. Okay. That's the, Rabbi Yochanan Alitin. Why did they change it to Alitin and, connect it to the Peres Ginosa? Because remember the Gemara in the Brachis, in the Bavli, Mem Dalin Amad Aleph. What the Gemara there is talking about, Iker V'Tafel. So in that Sugya, the Gemara talks about what some of the Amorim used to eat. Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Abba Brachana, ki avi azlinan basrej Rabbi Yochanan, lamecha peres ginosar. When we used to go after Rabbi Yochanan, ki avinan beimea, marketina le lekolecha vechad asara. Asara. Ki avinan beasara, makdia le kolechad vechad mea mea. Vechocha mea minayu, he talks about how much, v'achelu umishtave delo toim ziyuna. Right, he used to eat them and swear that it, like, I haven't eaten, I need more. Ziyuna salgadayta chaleima mazona. Right, he used to swear that I didn't eat because the dover has so aid, because they were so delicious, and then some of the Amorim, their faces used to shine, and the other stories about these peros ginosar, these special fruit up north. The Gemara tells us elsewhere, I think at the beginning of Pesachim, the Gemara says, the mitzvah hatluyos, or the Eretz Yisrael, the reason of the godless and the magic is not about the peros, and it's not about the physical pleasures, but obviously it's for the kedusha. But that Gemara is quoted by the Bach in Hilchos Bracha Achrona, right? Discusses that the Tur and the Beis Yosef discuss whether we have a line in Ala Michya where we say Vinocha Mipirya Vinispa Mituva, and some Rishonim were against that line, right? That's what you daven for, to eat the delicious fruit and go to the amazing restaurants. Vinocha Mipirya Vinispa Mituva. So take out that line, and the Bach explains no. But the physical fruit of the land of Israel has kedusha and shines with ruchnius, and therefore v'docha v'perev. That's what we do. Yeah, it's through the physical fruit there is a kedusha given, and you should dafka have that kavana in mind when we say the bracha me'ein shalosh. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, nadar, as we mentioned, the different items that could be used for an eruv tchum. That's the context of our perek. It has to be edible. And it has to be accessible, right? You have to be able to eat it, halachically, and you have to be able to get it. We didn't get to the have to be able to get it yet. That's the Mishnah later on in the parak. But it has to be, right, edible for you. So that's what we spoke about in the Mishnah. What about a Yisrael with truma? What about a Nazir with wine? So we'll have to get back to that. Bez Hashem. But here the Brisa says, Nader menakikar ma'arvinbo. If I make a neder, then I'm not allowed to get benefit from this piece, this challah. I can still use that. I can still use that. Hikdisho ein ma'arvinbo. But hikdisho, if I was makdish it in ma'arvin bo, then I cannot. I cannot use it for an erev. Why? What's the difference? Nodem in a kikar ma'arvin bo, shkin acher roi lo'ochlo. If I make a neder from a kikar, I'm allowed to use it as an erev, because it is edible, just not for me. Other people could eat it. So I made a neder that, you know, that it's, I'm not allowed to eat it, but it's still, usable. Acher roi lo'ochlo. And I could give it to somebody. It's not a use for me. Hikadishu in ma'arvin bo. But if I was makdish it, so then I cannot use it. Shalo hu, v'lo acher, ru'uyin la'achlo. Right? Because hektish is usr bahana'a, the isser of mi'ila. And therefore, by hektish, ain't a roi la'achlo. There is a mysterious discussion in the Rishonim. Where's the isser? Where's the losa say in the Torah of mi'ila? Very unclear. There's a carbon me'ila, right? One of the five reasons. Asham gezelos, asham me'ilos. You bring a carbon asham. Parshas Vayikra. You bring a carbon asham. For the three. Asham gezelos, me'ila, asham shecharufa, asham nazar, asham zora, asham tali. Right? All the ashamos. But the chinuch and the others wonder, where does it say in the Torah, do not get benefit from Beis HaMikdash? So it's unclear. It's learned that from Gzeira Shava, from Truma. So we know there's an Isra Me'ila. We know there's a Kantama Me'ila. We know there's a Masechta called Me'ila, all about the halachas. But what the source is in the Torah of the Losa say, that is very unclear in the, and we know there's a carbon Me'ila. But we just don't know that there is, where the Isra is. Okay, we have this chilik here between Hekdish and Neder. The Gemara just ends off with a question. Rav Acha boy, Vein Adam Nishal Alakdesho. Why should Hekdish be off limits to use for an Erev, right? You can make it Roy for yourself. You could be Shoel on your Hektish. Hektish root is a Neder, and therefore, just like you could go to a rabbi to undo your Neder, you go to a rabbi to undo your Hektish, and therefore, the Gemara leaves it as a question, why shouldn't it be why shouldn't it be mutter? Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, why isn't this similar to wine, right? Where the Sumchis, if you remember in the Mishnah, Sumchis said that wine, right, he argues only on the Yisrael and Truma line. Because the Yisrael and Truma line, a Truma can never be mutter for Yisrael. Because even if he's shoal on the hafrash, it's tevel. So he's never going to be able to eat it. But the wine, Sumchis argues, for Marvin Lenazer B'yayin, he would admit to that. He would admit to that. Why? Because you can be shoal. So here too, why can't you be shoal? So no answer given to this question. Good. The Isra Me'ila here, L'chora, and it's saying you can't use it, you can't get benefit from it. L'chora is talking about both types of hektish. Right? Even though there are many differences in other contexts, but we know there are two types of being makdish, right? It starts with the Tosfos. Tosfos points out a stira in Baba Kama. Baba Kama, daf ayin vav and daf ayin tes. What the Gemara talks about, we know there's if somebody steals an animal and then sells it, so then they're chayav dalad vehei. They're chayav 4 and 5. What happens if I steal it and I'm makdish it? Am I chayav 4 and 5? So it's a stira, 3 blot from each other, right? Daf ayin vav, daf ayin tes in Baba Kama. Do you say, when I'm makdish it, meikar tura deruvein v'hasha tura deruvein, it stays Ruvain's animal, and therefore it's not called a mechira, and you're not chayav dalad vehei? Or do you say, no, meikar tura deruvein v'hasha tura deshimon? It's the two different lashonos, 3 blot from each other. So Tosfos asks the question, so what is hektish? Is it a mechira, is it not a mechira? Tosfos answers, it depends on the type of hektish. Is it a kedushas damim, or is it kedushas aguf? Kedushas damim, kedushas bedek habayis. Were you makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash for redemptive value? I'm makdish a chair to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash does not need my chair. Has no use. So they're going to sell that chair for money. So that chair has kedushas damim. It has value kedusha. You have to redeem it. That's kedushas bedek habayis. There, that's called meikar tura deruvein v'hasha tura deshimon. That's a mechira. But if I'm just imbue something with kedusha forever, kedushas haguf, if I'm makdish an animal to be used as a karban, I'm makdish a bowl to use for zrikas hadam, something that's going to be used forever, kedushas haguf, that kedusha, that's not a switch. That's not called a mechira. Meikar tura deruvein v'hasha tura deruvein. It's the same. That's the chilek. So, the Achronim, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik and others describe what the difference is between the two. Because even though ironically you would think the latter type is a more intense Kedusha, right? It's forever. So there, it doesn't switch. The answer is because he says it just works differently. It's two different mechanisms of being Makdish. In the second type of Makdish by animal, so it stays really financially on the books mine. I just imbue it with Kedusha. I'm Makdish it. And therefore, again, ironically, even though it's going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, it's still technically on the book's mine. I'm just imbue it with Kedusha. And then it's Hukdash. And therefore, it's not called a Mechira. But when it comes to Kedusha's Dam in Bedek Abayis, how does that Kedusha happen? I make it Mamono Shel Hektish. Once I make it Mamono Shel Hektish, Memela, it becomes Kadosh. But I was not Makdash it. It becomes Mamono Shel Hektish and Memela. So therefore, it first leaves my Rishus. It's Mamono Shel Hektish. And then, so that's called a mechira. So look, both of those, you might say, you're not going to get benefit from. Right? So therefore, you know, both of those might be included in here. There's 10 sources, but I mentioned one, what I like to quote, the Rambam in Hilchas Arachin, where the Rambam says, if something is hektish, could you make it more hektish? If it's already Kedushas Damim, could you make it Bedek Haguf or vice versa? Right? I have an animal, I was makdish it to be a karban. And then I say, I hereby amakdish this animal to Bedek Habayis. It's already hektish. Can I do that? Do I now owe the money of that animal besides the fact that it's going to the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam says it works in one direction and not the other. If it's Kedushas Damim, if it's Bedek Habayis, then you cannot be makdish Kedushas Haguf. But if it's Kedushas Haguf, then you can be makdish Kedushas Damim Bedek Habayis. Well, what's the difference? The Rambam says, you can always add Kedusha to something. So if something is Kedushas Haguf, you can add on value Kedusha. But the Rambam's lashon is, if it's already kedushas bedek habayis, then you can't be makdish kedushas davim. Why? It's not yours anymore. Eina de makdish davar she'eino shelo. That's the Rambam's lashon in Hirchos Arachin, Perek Vav Halacha Ches. Vein hektish mizbeach v'lo achirim chal alkachi bedek habayis. Shina de makdish hektish davar she'eino shelo. It's not yours? Yeah, by kedushas guf, it is yours, and that's what you could add on. But kedushas bedek habayis, it's not yours, and therefore you want to be able to add on Kedushas Damim. And there are many other rayas to that chiluk of Bedek Habayis, and Rashi has it a few times in his commentary, but that's lechora. It is applying to both. If either of them are hektish, you can't use it for an Erev. Okay. We continue. Rav Acha, Amar Rav Meisha, Boi, Taman, Amar Rav Shimon. That's going to Reish Lakish. Chia, Boi, the Rav Amar, Avodah Zarah, Sh'asa, Lechi, L'mavui, Materis, Sh'asa, Mavui. Why is it, asks this, asks Rav Acha, Amar Rav Meisha, that we've learned, hearkening back to the first parak, if we still remember some of it, that if you want to put up a lechi by the mavui, I want to put up a lechi in order to allow, I want to carry in this enclosed alleyway. So what I do, I put a lechi, I put a board, a pole at the edge. So I could use a board, a piece of wood of Avodah Zarah, even though it's Asur B'Hanah. I could use that to matir my mavui. Again, even though it's Asur B'Hanah. So v'halach adam or hachid, so why here are you not allowed to use something that's Asur B'Hanah? Right, why is an Isra Anah okay for a lechi, but an Isra Anah is not good to put an Erev, to put the food down? So Gemara says, because there's a big difference between the two. Amar Belazar, Tama, Mikol Makom Nistam HaMavui. Lim Maisa, by a Mavui, it's all about remembering that you're going into a street now. Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So even if something's Isra Anah, that will still serve as a reminder. Look in the Pnei Moshe right across from where we are. Lim Maisa, you have something on the fourth side. Physically. Shari ain't shear lelechi brachba. Remember, a lechi has no minimum shear. The korah has a minimum. It has to be strong enough to hold to hold some bricks on it. Ben ain't shear lechi brachba. Velo be'inon shiei ro'i lo lehanos bimanu. Elek shenistam nistam. You're not really getting benefit. You're just enclosing. So this is enough called enclosing by Avodah Zarah. V'acha ma'is lecha. But here, what are you talking about? Here, you need food. You are creating your makam shvisa on Shabbos. The way you do that is to have food that you can eat on Shabbos. So if it's Asur B'Hanah, you can't eat it. So don't compare Hilchos Lechi to Hilchos Erev. Good. Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin. Why? The Tanakhama says you're allowed to use, Nazir is allowed to use wine, to put out for his Erev. Shekein acher roi l'shtoso. Because after all, somebody else could, it's allowed to get Hanah from it just because I can't, but you're allowed to get Hanah from it. And remember, Sumchis argued and said, and I could even use it because, and he's moded to it because you could be even shol on your Naziris and you yourself could get Hanah from it. Uli Yisrael b'tshuma shekein kohen roi l'ochla. And Yisrael could eat shuma according to the Tanakhama because a kohen is allowed to benefit from it. V'lakon v'veis ha'pras. And then the next line of the Mishnah says, now we get into accessibility. And that is, what about if I put the Erev in a cemetery, right? And I'm a kohen. So a kohen is also to go into a cemetery. So the Mishnah said that machlokas. Remember, the Tanakhama said a kohen can put it into a Besa Pras, which is a rabbinic level cemetery. Besa Pras is a field that there was a grave plowed over. So midrabanan, of course, not allowed to go in because maybe there's a piece that he's gonna touch. So Besa Pras is, there are a couple types of Besa Pras that Mishnah has described, but it is tumen midrabanan. So the Tanakhama says a kohen can put his, put the Erev in there. And Rabbi Yehuda says even in a real Beis HaKvaris, because he could go in a box and somebody else could hold him with a forklift and he could go in and somehow get the Erev, as we'll see. So the next lines of the Gemara until the Mishnah, there are many different pshatim trying to figure out what exactly it is saying, but we'll go with one pshat. So Lukoyim Beis HaPras, whose shita is this reflecting? Right, that a Kohen could go in to the Beis HaPras, but mashma from that line, not in the cemetery, Daraisa. Right? Only a coin of Beis HaPras, but not in a real cemetery. Only a Beis HaPras, which is only Durabanan. So, says the Gemara, HaMastisin to Beis Shammai. It must be like Beis Shammai. To Beis Shammai Amrin, because Beis Shammai says in Erevin, Ein Ma'arvin La'adam El Emkin Hayu Klei Tashmisha Sham. You can't make an Erev unless you can put your stuff down there. Could you put your stuff down there? So, in a real cemetery, a coin can't put his stuff down. So that's why our Mishnah, which says a kohen can put it into a Beis HaPras, which is Durabanan, and there are ways that you could, the Gemara talks about, there are ways that you could, a kohen could go in, he could blow and make sure that he's not, doesn't see any bones on the grass. There are ways that he could get in. But a real cemetery, forget it. So that's what the Mishnah says. So the first day of the Gemara, it's Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai asers to put an Erev into a real, Beis HaKvaris. Number one. Number two, maybe, add this in. Maybe Beis Shammai holds that an Erev has to be in a place where it's good for the Ma'arev himself and not only for other people. And Sumchis ke Beis Shammai. But, and maybe Right. First, we wanted to say that Beis Shammai is like the first line of the Mishnah, but now we say no. Maybe Beis Shammai is going with the second line of the Mishnah. Sumchas Hashita, Ditanin and Sumchas Omer Bechulin. Remember, we took out that word af. Sumchas holds. Remember, Sumchas holds that he argues on the second part of the Tanakhama, not the first part. Right? He argues that a Yisrael cannot make an erev with Truma because he will never be able to partake of that. But he doesn't argue on the first part, meaning a Nazir you could put with wine because he could be Shoal on that. Sumchas holds, it has to be roi for you, not for other people only. And Beis Shammai, that's what Beis Shammai is holding. Beis Shammai and Sumchas go together, because Beis Shammai says, you have to be able to put your kli tashmish there. What is that reflecting? That you have to be able to get hana from it, not just someone else. So the Gemara has two deos here about whether Beis Shammai connects to the first, the line of the coin Beis HaPras, or does Beis Shammai connect to Sumchas in the Mishnah. Period. Lekohen bebeis hapras. So going to take out the next four words and put it later on in the Gemara. Lekohen, why is a kohen allowed to go to beis hapras? Roi hu laver ala shmus velochal. Because after all, he can violate an iser. It's only an iser drabanan a beis hapras. See, he's a ways to get out of it. Ways to get out of the iser drabanan. He could go in a special way, and again, at most it's drabanan. So at most it's drabanan. So we'll be able to put the eruv there. It's not eno roi da oraisa. So the Gemara says now put in the phrase that we skipped, Me'ata afilu bein hakvaros. But one second. So how does the Rabbi Yehuda allow it in a cemetery? Right? If he would only allow it for an Issa Durabanan by Sapra, so why would Rabbi Yehuda allow it in a cemetery? Isn't that Issa Daraisa for a coin to be Matami himself? So the Gemara answers no. As we described in the Mishnah, there are ways that a coin can get into a cemetery without defiling himself. Shekenu roi li kanes b'shida tevo migdal. He could go in a box. Okay, so he goes in a box. How does he get the air? The air is on the floor between the graves. How does he get the air? So he's in a box, and what does he do? V'las los lo chur pachos b'tefach. He drills a tiny little hole in the bottom of the box. Tiny little, less than a tefach, so the tumah doesn't go through. And, okay, but you still can't fit the piece of challah through the hole. What does he do? What does he do? He sticks a toothpick or a stick into the challah, okay? And then they carefully take him out of the cemetery, and then it's okay. Then he's covered. He didn't become tame. You see how he's able to get the eruv and consume it even without becoming tame. So even though it's a cemetery, that is done. We paskin that for the seven relatives of a Kohen, he doesn't have to do this. Right? We don't have special boxes, right? For seven relatives, Machlokas, I think Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's a Rishus or a Chova, for the Kohen, but we paskin Chova. We paskin for the seven relatives, a Kohen has an obligation to become Tamei, so he becomes Tamei. Becomes Tamei, doesn't try to minimize. We do try to minimize that, a Kohen once asked me this. Well, I'm going for my relative's Levi anyway, so you know what? Can I go visit that Gadol over there? He's a few yards away. I'm Tummy anyway. I'm in the cemetery. I'll just go visit all the Gadolim that are buried here, and I'll just use the time. So we possibly know how to do that. No, you have to, as minimal, even though you're already Tummy, and there is a Rivid that you're already Tummy, so, well, and even especially on the same day, you're... But we paskin, no. Paskin just go in and come out. A Kohen does as minimal, in a state of tumah as he can. Okay, a lot more about tumas hameis. The three ways that a person can become tumas hameis, but obviously what we're talking about here is tumas ohel. Says the Mishnah, ma'arvin, one is allowed to use any of these items for the eruv because they are able to be eaten. B'dmai. You're allowed to use d'mai, right? D'mai, even though it's a usur for most, because we're choshesh, but rov ami aris ma'asrin hein. So rov are, do take off ma'asr. And remember, d'mai is mutter for an achsanoi and mutter for an ani. So therefore, it's considered edible. Ube ma'asr rishon shenir lo truma. So whenever this whole list comes up in the Bavli, it always says, what's the chiddush? Ma'asr rishon that its truma was taken off. Meaning its truma's ma'asr was taken off. So the question is, okay, so it's mutter to eat. What's the chiddush? You have a Levi that took off, he got his Ma'aser Rishon, he took off his Truma's Ma'aser. No, the Chiddush is, and the Karban Eidah goes through each of these, quoting from the Bavli, even if the Levi went very early and took his Ma'aser Rishon, or the Baal Bayis gave the Ma'aser Rishon to the Levi before Truma Gedola was taken off. He's supposed to do Truma Gedola first, and then Ma'aser Rishon. But what if he went before there was a Chiv of Ma'aseris? Remember, Hekdimu B'Shibolin, and he was Ma'afrish Ma'aser Rishon early, the Halacha is only Truma's Meiser is taken off. There's no Meiser Truma Gadola taken off from there. It's a special din. Special din daraisa. If you take off Meiser Rishon early before the chi of Chafarsha's Truma kicks in, you only take off Truma's Meiser. You don't take off Truma Gadola. So that's what it's talking about here. That's the Chiddush. You could use that for your Erev. Or Meiser Sheni Vekdish and Iftu. And also Meiser Sheni and Hekdish that were redeemed. Again, what's the Chiddush? If it was redeemed, then this is Chulin. The Chiddush is, even if you didn't give the Chomesh, you're supposed to give an extra 25% when you redeem. You're supposed to redeem 25% more food, or to the money, it should be 25% more, and you did it, but it's not Ma'akev. Ha-Kohanim b'chalo b'truma. Kohanim can be mafrish with chala and truma, what obviously they are able to eat. Aval, the following items are usher to eat, and therefore you can't use them for an Erev. Aval lo b'tevel, v'lo b'maiser risha shalom nitlo trumaso. What does that mean? That means the Balabas did the same exact thing from before, but too late. There was already a chiv of Truma Gadola, and then he was mafresh Meiser Rishon. So there, you got to take off Truma Gadola from the Meiser Rishon too. You can't take off Truma's Meiser. Follow Meiser Sheni Vehekdesh alone iftu, or Meiser Sheni Vehekdesh that wasn't redeemed properly. You didn't use a proper coin to redeem it, and in those cases, it's also to eat. Period. Next case. What if I'm very busy, it's Erev Shabbos, so I'm going to send my 10-year-old with the Erev to put it 2,000 amas out. Does that work? Or I'm going to send my Kusi neighbor, who doesn't believe in Erev anyway. So in both those cases, Eino Erev. Eino Erev, because the Cheresh of the Katan is La Bardas. You don't know if it was put there, and a kusi is Mufka. Im Amar La'echa L'kablo Mimenu Areza Erev. But if you told somebody, so-and-so is coming, my son's coming, get the Erev from him and make sure it's put there, then it's okay, because you can assume that the Gadol got it from them. Period. Marvin b'dmai v'maiser Rishon v'chulu, Rabbi Yaakov dromia boi, masnis antalo kebe shamai. Our Mishnah seems to be against the Mishnah that allows d'mai and maiser Rishon v'chumaso seems to be against be shamai. Why? D'taninen, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Sukkah, the Mishnah says, are you allowed to use an esrog of d'mai? So detaninan, Bishel Demai, Beishamai Poslan, Bishel Machshirin. Beishamai says you cannot use an Esrog of Demai. Right? It's not called Lachem. Bishel Maiser Sheni Bishalayim. I'm sorry, stop there for a second. Therefore, our Mishnah seems to be against Beishamai. Because our Mishnah says we could use Demai for an Erev. It must be because it's called Lachem. You're allowed to eat it. So the fact that Beishamai says you can't use an Esrog of Demai, it must be our Mishnah is against Beishamai. But once we quoted that Mishnah in Sukkah, we quote the next line, V'shal Meiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. What about if you have an Esrog of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim? Lo Yitol, Lichat, you're allowed to eat that. You're allowed to eat it. But Lichat Chili, you shouldn't use it as your Dalad Minim. V'im Nata Kasher. If you did a Kasher, but Midr Abadon, we say you shouldn't use it in Yerushalayim. Why? So the Gemara in the Bavli, the Sukkah Daflamin Hay has 2 days. Maybe you're going to make it, because usually the lulav, we assume the dalan minim, you keep in moisture to keep it wet, to keep it fresh. So when you hold it next to your esrog, the esrog is going to become wet, and it's going to be royal kabbal tuma. So you don't want the maiser sheni to be able to become tamei. So that's why, number one, machshira, or the other one is your mafsida. Because every time you handle the esrog, you know, you're going to wear it out a little bit. And that's why it's not a good idea, l'chadchila, to use an esrog, a maiser sheni, for your dal and minim. But if you did his kasher, both of those are only drabanan, l'chadchila problems. Period. Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Yechia Rabba. We had this back in, I think, Masechta Shabbos, Tevel, Sheish Olav Tanai. Remember we had a machlokes? And we wondered why Rabbi Kiva Eger's famous tshuva, it's famous if you know it, Rabbi Kiva Eger's a famous tshuva. There's an issur d'rabbanan of doing business on Shabbos. Is that only the maisa of business, or is that even the chalos of business? What if I make a kinyan on Erev Shabbos and say it's going to kick in on Shabbos? So Rabbi Kiva Eger has that question, but we had a beferish gemara about it in the end of Masechta Shabbos, where it seems to be mutter. So the gemara there said, Tevel sheish alav tanai. What if I'm running late on Erev Shabbos. I know I have tevel in my house, but I'm going to want to eat from it tomorrow. So I'm allowed to say, tomorrow I'm going to eat from the fruit in my house, because I'm going to be mafreshit. I'm going to leave over, and that's going to be I make a condition about the eating. So when Shabbos starts, that's still tevel. Is that muksa? But I planned on eating it. So tevel, sheish lav tanai, mutal l'taltalo, right? You're allowed to be metaltel, right? And therefore you can use it for your Erev. Because you made a tanai in it beforehand. Right, you could put your eyes mentally on one side and say that's going to be the truma, the meiser, and you can eat the rest. skip the next word. Ma'arvin b'maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to use to make an Erev with Maaser sheni in Yerushalayim. Right? That's mutter. You're allowed to use it. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Hada da'at Amar be'Eruv v'chatzeros. That's fine for Erev chatzeros. You could use the Maaser sheni. Aval be'Eruv v'tchumin? Are you even allowed to use it for Erev tchumin? What's the issue? You put your Erev outside the city for your Erev tchumin. So Maaser sheni in Yerushalayim, but you're going to put it outside the city, then it's going to be in a place where you're not allowed to eat it. So is that fine, Erev Chatzeros? If you're Erev Chatzeros in Yerushalayim, you could use it for, because you're going to be able to eat it there. But Erev Tchumen is outside the city. So is that okay? So Gemara says, Bikartani Shenasan Eruvo B'Yerushalayim Sheyochalalos Lochlosham. No, the point is, a Kartani from the word Karta. Karta is a city. You live in, somebody lives in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, but he wants to put an Erev in Yerushalayim to be able to go further the other way. So he lives to the east. So he's not, you know, as a city dweller. That's what we're talking about. Lamaisa, we're talking about a case where the Erev is going to be put in Yerushalayim, and that's what's going to be mutter. And the Gemara came up with a case of even someone, even for Erev Tchumen, it can be put within Yerushalayim. Period. Shmuel Amar, getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you cannot use a katan to put your Erev. Shmuel Amar, kibenteshek benasa Eruv Erev. You could use a 9 or 10 year old. You could use a 9 or 10, you can't use a 3 year old. But you could use a 9 or 10 year old to put your Erev there. Why? Because the Gemara says in Maseches Gittin, there's a concept called Onas HaPeutos, where when it comes to certain business deals, not Karka, but Metaltalin, we allow a child who's 9 or 10 and who is Pikeach, he's someone who you test and he's has his wits about him and he's smart, so you can do some level of a business. So too, says Shmuel, you could use that level child, that age child, to put your Erev. Amar Rav Yosa, how the same of Erev Tchumen. Again, that's okay. I understand that he could do Erev Tchumen. Avo Erev Chatzeros, Afilu, that's what you need this 9 or 10 year old for. Because Erev Tchumen is more serious. You have to be what's called Konesh Shvisa. You have to do like kind of like, you know, it's much more active. Avo Erev Chatzeros, but Erev Chatzeros, if you look at them, Erev Chatzeros, all it is we put food in one house and we're one big happy family. It's not as much of a chalos created. It's a davar de memela, and therefore, Erev Chatzeros, you might be able to use even a younger child, as the Karbon Eidah says, Eruve Rishusayu Ba'almahu, memela Ma'ariv. And then the Karbon Eidah just says, but one second, Ein Maisa Katan Klum, the other Gavdei Maisa Katan Klum, Loich Maslan, it's okay. Because this isn't a halachic. It's similar. What happens if you're by the Kalim mikvah and your 5-year-old takes one of your spoons and throws it into the mikvah? So is that okay? It's Tovel. Ah, ain't Maisa Kata Klum. It's about the result. So the same thing we would say here, but Erev Chatzeros would be about the result and therefore it wouldn't be a, problem. 30 more seconds. Oh, Rabbi Yeshua. You know what? I'm going to wait for this story. I know it's a nice story, so I'm going to wait. I don't want to rush it. Rabbi Yeshua. We'll start with next time.